Chapter 11. In a Gay Bar. Later, when I'm taking off my costume after the show, I realize. Martin Addison. Martin Van Buren. Our 8th president. It can't be possible. I start thinking hard. What do I really know about Martin? What do I know about Blue? Martin is clever, but is he clever enough to be Blue? I don't know. But he's not gay. Or is he? Someone thinks that he is. But then anyone who uses the word fag should not be listened to anyway. And why the thing with Abby? Why bring her into it at all? Or could it be a joke? No, that's not possible. Blue can't be a joke. No one can be that horrible. Not even Martin. Simon, you've taken off your makeup, says Abby, coming into the costume room. You mean I don't look amazingly hot anymore? I say and laugh. Listen, she replies. I got a text from Nick, and we're taking you out tonight. You've had a bad day, so we want to do something nice for you. What? I say. Where? I don't know, she replies. But my mom's gone away tonight, so the house and car are mine. You're going to stay with me. Nick is waiting for us outside.
We're going back to Abby's and then to Midtown, he says.
We get into his car and I ask about Leah. Everyone is quiet for a moment. Leah is our friend, but she changes things. She isn't happy about Abby and Nick, and she'll be strange about Midtown. But she hates it if we go anywhere without her.
Maybe just us three, says Nick carefully.
But I can see that he feels bad. Okay, says Abby. Let's go. We go back to Abby's house and then, a few hours later, drive to a small street in Midtown and get out of the car. It's dark and cold now. We walk along until we come to a place called Webster's. There are lots of Christmas lights outside, and the car park is full of cars. Is this a gay bar? I ask. And Abby and Nick both smile. But they will never think that I'm 21, I say. It's also a restaurant, says Abby. We're getting dinner. We're allowed to do that. Inside, Webster's is full of men. They're all cute and wearing interesting, colorful clothes. There's a bar at the back and loud music is playing. Waiters carry beer and fried chicken wings between the tables. We sit down and one of them brings us a menu. I'm going to the bathroom, I say, because it's all beginning to feel like too much. The bathrooms are past the bar and down a corridor. When I come out, there are even more people. I walk back through the bar and feel a hand on my shoulder. Then someone says, Alex? I turn round.
You're not Alex, says the guy. But you have Alex's hair.
Then he pulls his fingers through my hair. He's sitting at the bar, and he doesn't look much older than me. His hair is blonde, and he's very cute. I also think that he might be drunk.
What's your name?
He says. Simon, I reply.
I'm Peter,
he says.
Don't move. I'm buying you a drink.
He turns to the bar and suddenly I'm holding a glass of something green. I drink a little and it doesn't taste too bad. Thanks, I say.
You have beautiful eyes,
Peter says, smiling at me.
Are you a student?
Yes, I say.
Me too,
he says. Then he finishes his drink and turns back to the bar. I look for Nick and Abby. They are watching me from their table and they don't look happy. Peter passes me a small glass of something orange. I finish the green drink and give the glass back to him, and then start drinking the orange one.
You have to drink it like this, says Peter.
And he lifts the glass and drinks it all. Okay, I say. I do the same and smile at him. And I'm now feeling warm and good. Then he holds my hand in his. He buys me two more drinks, and we talk about where I'm from. He tells me about himself. The talk is easy, and we keep laughing, and he keeps holding my hand. Then I point to Nick and Abby, who are shouting at me with their eyes from their table. Suddenly, Peter moves toward me, so his face is very close to mine.
How old are you, Simon?
He asks. 17, I say, feeling a bit stupid. He goes quiet for a moment, and then looks at me sadly.
Oh, Simon, he says. No, no. Let me take you back to your friends.
He holds my hand and takes me back to their table. The room keeps moving, and it's difficult to walk. Finally, I fall into a chair next to Abby in front of a cheeseburger and fries.
Goodbye, cute Simon, says Peter. Go and be 17.
And then he walks away. Nick and Abby make me eat the burger, and then they take each of my arms and help me to the car. I love them. At this moment, I really love them.
Where are we going?
I say. To my house, says Abby.
But I forgot my t-shirt, I say. I must have my t-shirt. You're wearing a t-shirt, says Nick. Not that t-shirt, I reply. I mean my Elliot Smith t-shirt. I keep it under my pillow. I have to sleep with it.
All right, says Nick, giving Abby a strange look. They are silent for a minute. Then Abby turns the car. We're going back to Shady Creek. We're going back to my t-shirt. When I walk into the living room, the TV is on. My parents are on the sofa with Bieber between them.
Why have you come home?
Says Dad.
I thought you were staying with Abby.
I have to get a t-shirt, I say. I'm wearing a t-shirt, but I have to get a t-shirt to take to Abby's. It's not that important, but I need it. Okay, says Mom, and she looks at Dad.
Simon, are you drunk?
He says.
I'm gay, I say.
and I sit down and start laughing.
Who drove you home?
He asks. Abby, I reply. My mom immediately gets up and goes outside. Why has she gone out to talk to Abby? I ask.
Because you've come home at 10:30 and you're drunk,
Dad replies.
And you don't think that's a problem. So,
you're saying the problem is that I'm not lying about it? I say. Do you like it better when I lie about things? Not joking about gay people must be terrible for you. That terrible moment when you learn that you've been making gay jokes in front of your gay kid for years.
Simon,
my father says. Finally, my mom comes back in.
I've sent Abby and Nick home, she says.
What? I say. I stand up too fast and my stomach feels bad. No, I just came to get my t-shirt. My mother sends me into the kitchen to get myself some water. I drink it quickly and sit at the table and put my head in my arms. I'm starting to feel sick. A few minutes later, my parents follow me in.
Simon, we've talked,
says my dad.
We understand that this is the first time you've come home drunk, so we don't want to punish you too much.
I nod, my head in my arms.
You're grounded for 2 weeks,
he says.
You can go to school and rehearsals and all your shows, but you'll come straight home after. Your laptop will stay in the living room for a week.
And I will take your phone now, says Mom. When I get to school on Monday, Abby's waiting for me by my locker. They took my phone away, I say, so I couldn't call you. They took my laptop too. I'm grounded for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, she says.
And then Nick comes up next to her. Don't be sorry, I say. I was the one who was drunk in front of my parents. Then I suddenly see that they're holding hands. I look up at them quickly, and they're both smiling. Well, I see that you guys didn't miss me too much on Friday, I say.
Not really, says Abby.
And then she puts her head against Nick's shoulder. Later, she tells me what happened. After they drove off, they sat outside of Nick's house and talked for hours. Then, at last, they kissed for the first time. Leah isn't anywhere. I don't see her at lunch, and she's not in English or French. Her car is in the car park, so I know that she's here. I just want to see her. Maybe she's texted me, and I've not got her texts because I don't have my phone. Or maybe not. I don't know. But on Thursday, I see her coming out of a bathroom in one of the school's corridors. Leah! I shout and run toward her, but she starts walking away. What's wrong? She stops and looks at me with angry eyes.
I don't want to talk to you, she says.
What?
I look at her. Leah, what happened? You tell me, she says, then looks at the ground. How was Friday? Did you, Nick, and Abby have fun?
I'm silent for a moment.
Then I say, I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, I'm sorry. If this is about Nick and Abby, I don't know what to tell you.
If this is about Nick and Abby, she says sarcastically.
Well, do you want to talk about it? I ask. Or do you want to be really sarcastic and not tell me what's going on? Because if you're just going to laugh at me, you'll have to wait until all the others have finished.
Oh, poor Simon.
You know what? I say, trying not to cry at the same time. Forget it. I'm going to rehearsal now, and you can find me when you've stopped being an asshole.
Have fun, she says. Say hello to your new best friends. Next time you all go out without me, please send me some pictures. That way I can try to believe that I've still got friends.
Suddenly, she starts crying and pushes past me. All through rehearsal, I keep remembering her face. It's the first time I've ever seen her cry.